Animals in God's Story. God Made Them Good. By Steve Martin and Clyde Pilkington. Before there were people, there were animals. Before Adam breathed, the world was alive, really alive. Birds filled the sky, fish darted through rivers, cattle grazed, lions stretched. All of it came straight from the mind and mouth of God. He didn't just make the earth functional, He filled it with life. Rich, wild, wonderful life. God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and God saw that it was good, Genesis 1:25. Not just useful, not just background noise, good. And here's what most people miss. Animals aren't just biological organisms, they're souls. The Bible uses the same word, nephesh, for both animals and humans. That doesn't mean animals are little humans in disguise. It means that they are living souls, just like us. Different kinds, but made of the same breath, formed with the same care, valued by the same God. Not accidents, intentions. Animals weren't tossed into the world like spare parts. God poured Himself into their design. The homing instinct of a sea turtle, the memory of an elephant, the quiet strength of an ox. None of it is random. Every creature is a handcrafted echo of divine creativity. And He didn't make them just to survive. He made them to delight. Why does your dog spin in circles when you walk in the door? Why does your cat curl up on your chest when you're having a bad day? Why does a baby goat hop around for no reason at all? Because they were made not just for survival, but for joy. God's joy and yours. Partners in the Garden. When God placed humanity in the garden, He didn't drop us in solo. He surrounded us with fellow souls, animals of every shape and size. Genesis says that God brought them to Adam, not just to name, but to know. We were meant to live side by side, not as owners lording over property, but as fellow beings sharing a home. Dominion was never about domination. It was about stewardship, mutual flourishing. Before sin, there was no fear between species, no blood, no fight to survive. Lions didn't hunt, birds didn't flee. Everything breathed the same peace, and in that peace, people and animals walked together. That was the original design, and God hasn't changed His mind. Love that mirrors heaven. So, if you've ever loved an animal deeply, really loved them, you weren't being weird, or childish, or soft. You were doing something holy. You were loving a soul that God made, a soul that reflects His delight, a soul that breathes the same breath of life you do. And when that soul dies, when the collar sits empty or the pasture is quiet, the ache you feel is real. It should be. The bond was real. But here's the comfort. God doesn't throw away what He calls good. He doesn't forget what He breathes life into. And He's not done writing the story of a single soul He's made, not one. So we begin here. Animals are living souls. They matter to God. And they were never meant to be lost. Not in creation, not in death, not in eternity. Because when God said, "It is very good," He meant all of it. Even the part that purred, or barked, or neighed, or sang at dawn.